Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. C. Robert Jones, Conservative Radio Show. Today is a great day for America. Yesterday was a great day for America. May 2nd, 2011, Washington, D.C., the United States of America, planet Earth, third planet from the sun.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. But only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage taken from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three in the Green Beret. Back at home, a young life waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. But silver wings on my son's chest make him one of America's best. He'll be a man, he'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Well, I don't have a Navy SEAL song, so I thought that the Green Beret tune would suffice. It is one of the first songs dedicated to our special forces, sung by Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, a special forces Green Beret at the time. he wrote and sung that song, and it's very moving to me to hear Staff Sergeant Sadler sing that song, wearing the Green Beret, singing it on live television. I was a young child. I remember it very, very well. Well, let's get right down to it. Today, yesterday, last night, when I heard that the president was going to make an address, going to give an address at such a late hour, I assumed, or rather I'd hoped, that he was going to resign, or at least, at the very least, announce that he would not run for re-election, that he would not seek a second term, a la President Kennedy's successor, Lyndon B. Johnson. I hoped for that. I really did. That wasn't the case. Instead, I got some really good news that Osama bin Laden had finally been killed. I prefer assassinated by United States forces. Murdered. I love it. Killed. Dealt a swift blow of justice. That's right, Mike, and I'm very sorry, too, that he's probably not going to win. President Obama will get a nice little bump in his approval ratings for the way he handled this, because Americans truly did want justice for this man. No doubt about it. Justice was what was called for, and Obama will get a nice little bump, maybe 2-3 percentage points. It won't be enough. It won't be enough. You'll get some percentage points out of it. I assure you. But once we head over to the pump and start pumping that gas once again, and once we go over to the Winn-Dixie, the Piggly Wiggly, or the Kroger, or the Publix, or the Jewel food store, or what have you, start buying our groceries, once that money starts going out of our pockets, once living becomes more and more difficult, we'll be zapped right back to reality, and Mr. Obama's approval numbers will fall accordingly. We need to get him to American citizen, and I'll tell you what, right now, a lot of folks thought that the president was going to go on the air and give us the good news that Muammar had been knocked off along with his son. And so many folks speculated. Geraldo, I know, was on, and he speculated about it. But I tell you what, I was listening to my main man Rush today, and that's where I got my congratulations, Mr. President, for continuing the Bush terror policies. I thought it was appropriate. And Rush said that we need to open the program today by congratulating President Obama. And I believe that congratulations are due here to the president. Yeah, you heard me right. I said it. Congratulations are due to the president of the United States, because finally, for the first time in his presidency, he did the right thing. And he did things properly, no doubt with the advice of some military folks. No doubt he did the right thing. For the first time in his presidency, easier to find bin Laden in Pakistan than a job in the USA. No doubt about it. And that's why I think that, you know, the left are saying that this is, they're both disgusted and invigorated by the killing of bin Laden, because they believe that this is going to help President Obama's approval ratings and his standing, and that he's going to most likely win re-election because of this. And quite frankly, we want bin Laden's, we wanted bin Laden. We wanted him out. We wanted him done. We wanted him captured or killed, no doubt. But now it's over. We still have to buy gas tomorrow. We still have to pay our bills. President Obama is still President Obama. Not a very good president. Not very good at all. He's still Jimmy Carter. And let's remember that Jimmy Carter did not lose re-election because of Desert One, the failed effort to rescue the hostages in Iran. He didn't lose the election because of that. He lost re-election for a variety of reasons, and one of them happened to be my main man and yours, President Ronald Wilson Reagan. Now, already, Jimmy Carter was better than Obama, Mike, and I believe that he was better than Obama for this reason and this reason alone. Jimmy Carter cared about the United States of America. And Jimmy Carter was, for all his flaws, for all his lunacy now, because right now he's just a tired old man who's really lost his mind, pretty much. But he was not then. And Jimmy Carter was once a very good man, and he cared about America. He fought to bring the deficit down and spending under control, unlike our current president. Jimmy Carter did not succumb to the pressure of a Democrat Congress to spend. In fact, Jimmy Carter went the other way. Jimmy Carter, in my opinion, is an American patriot. He's a lunatic now, but back then, he was an American patriot. And the Pakistanis need to get... Yeah, exactly. But now, the Pakistani government, apparently the word is coming out now that the Pakistani government was basically holding bin Laden hostage, holding him hostage, saying, you can stay here in this compound and we'll protect you, but you can't leave. That's the word I'm getting. Indeed, why control spending? We have money to burn, Sarah says. Exactly. Well, apparently it's being burned somewhere. We have no money. We're pretty much done financially. And the Fed, well, their whole way of solving this problem is to print more money out of thin air. I don't really understand how that would help us, but it won't. So now, we live in an age of conspiracy theories. Now, I'm taking this directly from Glenn Beck's show earlier today because he made a really good point. We live in an age of conspiracy theories where there are those who believe that Elvis is still alive. There are those who believe that Hitler did not shoot himself, that it was all a hoax, and he was living somewhere in Argentina, or even in my hometown of Chicago. There was that rumor flying around when I was a kid that Hitler did not die in the bunker, that he was alive, he escaped, and he was living somewhere in a Chicago suburb. I kid you not. There is even a rumor that Tupac is still alive. There's a rumor that 911 was caused by the government, George W. Bush. So why then, just a few hours after bin Laden was taken out, why was he buried at sea? Why not bring him back to the United States of America? put his butt in a freezer. Like Glenn Beck said, toss some peas over him and some ham and some bacon and hang and keep him for a while. Keep him for a while. Hell, put him on display in a carnival act. But why bury him at sea? He's not facing Mecca. I know that that Islam says that the body needs to be buried within 24 hours. And Mike says that the reason is because he was killed about 5 years ago or so, and they wanted to keep the war going. Yeah, I know. I suspect that Mike is being facetious here. Yeah. And Obama did this to boost his approval ratings, like some folks are saying. I actually had a friend today tell me that, hey, well, why is this all happening now? If the president and the administration had this information and was holding on to it, why do this now? Could it be that the administration took this step to wag the dog to boost his approval ratings? Hitler, what was done was with Hitler's body is after Hitler allegedly shot himself, swallowed the cyanide capsule, and then shot himself, his body was taken out of the bunker and then buried, placed into a shallow grave, and gasoline was poured over him, and he was set fire. And then the grave was buried over. Soviet soldiers came in just a couple of hours later, found the bunker, found what was left of the body, and took the skull with him and whatever remains they could put in a box, and they kept it at the Kremlin for a while. The KGB had the parts. But you know that Tau killer. And they still have parts of his skull and the place where the hole went through and all that. But here's the thing. Since we live in this age where conspiracy theories abound, why not keep Osama bin Laden's body for just a little while? Turn him over to his family after we put him on proper display for the whole world to see, a la Mussolini, hang him by his heels. Put him in the town square. In downtown. Downtown Manhattan, New York City, hanging by his heels. Blood dripping from his nostrils or the gaping wound in his head. And then after he's been properly displayed, send him home to his family. No, exactly. I agree, American citizen. You do not bury. But they disposed of his body and buried him at sea in accordance with Islamic tradition, except for the head facing Mecca deal, which has quite a few Islamists unhappy right now. But I just can't believe that he would be disposed of so easily. So the headlines in the Fox Nation say that there's growing controversy over bin Laden's sea burial. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our favorite girl, Cindy Sheehan, states that, I'm sorry, but if you believe the newest death of OBL, you're stupid. Just think to yourself, they paraded Saddam's dead sons around to prove they were dead. Why do you suppose they hastily buried this version of OBL at sea? This lying, murderous empire can only exist with your brainwashed consent. Just put your flags away and think. Does she have a point? Now, I know Cindy Sheehan is a loon, but does she have a point? And is President Obama to be congratulated for handling this business, because this is what we've been asking for. What he did, the decisions he made, is what we've often criticized him for not doing. Does Obama earn our respect now for handling America's business? You can call in at 347-884-8500, or for those of you on a strict and tight budget like many of us are, 877-666-9305. And how about SEAL Team 6? First came into play, the first CEO of SEAL Team 6, Richard Marcinko, who put the first SEAL team together. He's basking in the glow right now. And of course, me being a Marine, I'm just calling them a bunch of glory hounds, because I think they could have taken him alive, but they wanted to knock him off to enhance their considerable reputations. An American citizen states in the chat room, you have to get gangster with these terrorists. The only way. If they bring a knife, you bring a gun from the Untouchables. Well, we brought the guns this time. Is Obama to be congratulated? Does Cindy Sheehan have a point? Or could it be that President Obama's influence, that President Obama suggested that his body be disposed of in accordance with Islamic law? Maybe that was the case. We have a caller on the line, 616. Caller, you're on the line on the C. Robert Jones Conservative Network.
Hey, Doc, that's cool, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm serious when I state that. You know, the media is with Obama. Obama is a pathological liar. I don't see a body, call it a conspiracy or whatever. This is BS. I think he was killed many years ago. And, you know, I don't believe any of this. And the minute they said his body was at sea in a burial, that put the nail in the coffin for me. The bottom line is it doesn't really matter when he was killed. We still got to address these problems. But the bottom line also is if Obama does lie to us, if the media is never telling the truth as far as, you know, they lean Obama, they could all be in it together. And I don't care if anyone calls it a conspiracy. Our Constitution claims that the government is always wrong. A burden of proof lies with them to prove guilt. It doesn't lie with me or you. Therefore, if this is in trial, there's no body.
That's true.
A murder weapon here.
Well, exactly. And at the press conference today with John Brennan, the White House Homeland Security and Counterterrorist Advisor, not only was Pakistan discussed, but the emerging controversy with Osama bin Laden's burial was addressed. And Brennan stated that bin Laden's body was buried at sea within 24 hours in accordance with Islamic tradition. But many journalists in the room loudly expressed their puzzlement, asking why. I mean, why would we pay Obama? Freudian. Why would we pay Osama bin Laden any respect in terms of his religious lineage? Why would we do that?
Well, I can't answer that, but I can reply. I think somebody somebody put in the chat room, we're all, Barack Obama did this as a political move, if it really happened. Number one, he doesn't want to waterboard him or slap him around in an interview, but it's okay to put a bullet in his head. I mean, that is why I am going total conspiracy here and claiming it's an outright lie. There is no proof that any of this happened. And I'd never disrespect our military. The SEALs are of the greatest honor in my heart and in this country. But the bottom line is, until they can act, other than people saying this, Dr. Jones, there is no proof. There is no proof Osama bin Laden was killed according to what Barack Obama said. I'm not saying he's alive.
Well, that's exactly right. You're exactly right. And this, And the SEAL team will not be available for comment until after, and perhaps years after they've already left the service. Go on, Mike.
Well, no, that was my point, is that I don't want to, when you say something like this, it's also throwing, and I think it's kind of degrading our armed servicemen and women, and I would never want to do that whatsoever. Even a lot of times when they are in chat rooms or they call in shows, as much as I disagree with them, I don't really challenge them. Just I will debate with them, but they've earned our trust. So when you say something like this, you think it's a lie, it's not true. It almost, what I don't want to do is when they risk their lives, make it look like I'm not an appreciative. I'm one of those left-wing whack jobs. But this is true. They're all dancing. All these libs are so happy today. Obama, you know, he's dancing his little rap jig and all this. But don't slap them around when you're interrogating them. Don't waterboard them. You know, how dare you pull his hair? But guess what? They all happy we put a bullet in his brain. Does that make any sense?
They're all very pleased about it. But in an effort to be fair and balanced, like my good my contracted employers, Fox News, I'll tell you what. They did. It was expressed that if at all possible, he should be taken alive. Which is why they didn't. One of the reasons why they didn't just go in and throw a smart bomb down there and just level the whole place, because they really wanted to take him, and they wanted to take him alive. This is what they say. Now, I don't know, Mike. I find it difficult to accept the concept that you know, all of these players would be involved in this kind of conspiracy. However, I do believe that that this whole thing was bungled from the start. When we get to the part where he was buried at sea. Let me get you to what Brendan said after he was asked why. Now, Brendan explained that the burial took place earlier this morning, and that it was determined that it was in the best interest of all involved that this burial take place according to Islamic requirements, and it be done at sea. He went on to state that it was unanimous among Muslim experts that this was the best way to handle it. Why are we concerned about these issues? I mean, I would really like my caller, Cool Mike, to give me his opinion, or anyone else in the chat room, or anyone who's listening, to call in 347-884-8500 or 877-666-9305 and explain to me why you think it was a good idea to go ahead and bury this guy at sea instead of holding on to him for a while.
Well, that question lies with the powers that be. I don't believe, I think the worst thing in the world would have been to bring him in alive. That would have been absolute chaos. Because first and foremost, it would eventually have gotten to a trial here in the States, and it wouldn't have been on any kind of military ship. And as we all know, powerful people can make mockeries of whatever. That's the last thing we need is anything like that. Want it dead or alive, the old saying, preferably dead.
Yeah.
No, it's in the best interest. And as much as I was against a lot of these dragged out wars, this or that, at least we were true to the fact that George Bush said we may not, when we get him, I may not be president or whatever, but we did.
Yeah.
And these are important things we need to know. Doc, I think we still express, and George Bush did this, it's frustrating because I'm against it, and Obama, I think, took it to the next level, but I think we go overboard in respecting the Muslim faith simply for political correctness purposes. If we meet a Muslim person, none of us hate this person. I mean, we meet the person, we talk to them, but I think there's just, we want these people who hate us and want us dead to think we're not such bad people. I mean, that's never going to happen.
Well, so, you know what, and that's universally, in my opinion, the liberal way of reacting. That if we just be real nice to them and respect them and give them their due, just due, that they'll really like us and everything will be fine. And, you know, the whole flowers and daisies and free love stuff. Liberals do believe in that, and it just doesn't work at all. It didn't work. It didn't work when I was a kid, and I had little friends, little people down the street from me. I lived at a place called, I lived on the street, 28 East 100th Street, Chicago, Illinois. Nice house there. Lived there, just moved in. I tried to make friends with the other kids, and hey, they had no interest in me. So I went about giving them my stuff. I started giving them my toys, my little army men, parts from my bicycle. In order to be friendly, in order to make friends and show them that I was generous and all that, and just kind of trying to buy their friendship. I was a little seven-year-old. Boy, they disliked me even more. And that's just a small metaphor for the way that the United States of America has behaved over the last 50 years or so. Just going out of your way to try to be weak and nice and treat people a certain way, hoping... believing that they will treat you that in kind, and it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I don't know that it's possible to create a DNA match so quickly. Clearly, there's just holes in this story, and I with all due respect, actually with no respect for Barack Obama, he's a pathological liar. The media is owned by these corporations that back him, and it's very easy to create any kind of story when you have ignorant people and an awful lot of media on your side. Now, the supposedly it's a perfect match. They did the eyes and the ears and then the DNA. Usually that stuff takes a while. But the bottom line is we do have to believe he was killed. Whether he was killed 10 years ago or now, we know he's dead. And I think with that being said, a birth certificate and the death of Obama in 4 days clearly creates anxiety on Barack's part that he doesn't want to keep sinking in the polls because the problems at home continue to grow. This fire will phase. It will become smoke on Wednesday. Yeah. On Thursday, when gas prices hit $4.55, Barack has to answer again.
Yeah, so if he is wagging a dog, it's not going to help. And American Citizen says in the chat room, this guy was an international criminal on par with Stalin, Chairman Mao, and Hitler. You don't need to hold the body too long. No, you're absolutely right. You don't need to hold the body too long, but to go ahead and bury it at sea just less than 24 hours after he's been knocked off and not have anything to show to the American people except, hey, we knocked him off, he's gone, that's the end of that. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to fly with the American people. And I think we have far too many conspiracy theorists here in this country who will simply not go along with something, even though it makes sense. It's kind of rational. I mean, okay, yeah, this is how this administration rolls. They want to be politically correct and do what many consider to be the right thing. It's just not going to hold water with a lot of folks in the American people. It's not going to hold water with us too much. Tal Killer says, so we just treat everybody like dirt worldwide or just Muslims? And if so, can we treat Saudi Arabia like dirt too? No, we don't treat everybody like dirt. We treat everybody in a way that we have peace through strength. That we're not going out of our way to kiss everybody's butt in the hope that they'll like us. It's much better, in my mind, to be respected than liked. I don't know about you, American Citizen, Tau Killer, or my good friend Mike here, Cool Mike. It's okay to be liked. I'd like to be liked, but if I had the choice, I'd much rather be respected.
I think, Doc, that I think we're a double-talking nation, which we need to end, and I agree with you. In order to be respected, you can't really worry about what all these people are saying. I think Tile Killer has a point, but the bottom line is they brought this fight to us. I believe in, okay, here's a war on terror. We will hold those accountable who commit the crimes. We're going to hold those accountable who harbor these these enemies. I believe in that.
Yeah.
But, of course, we know we didn't even seal our southern border and people are coming in. We can go back and forth with those type of debates. And I said earlier, Doc, keep in mind, our Constitution, the framers set it up. The government is guilty. They're wrong. They must prove beyond reasonable doubt that the opposite, the defense, that they are guilty. So, therefore, I don't think saying conspiracy theory, I don't think they're conspiracy theories. These are people who know the government lies, know they've been multiple times caught in lying, and they're obviously stealing our constitutional rights. So I think these people just want proof that these type of things, whatever it may be, were committed, such as 9/11, we saw the towers fall. We saw the planes go in.
Yeah.
You know, these nuts jobs can go back and forth over whether they're remote controls or whatever. You can always dig into a fantasy. But the bottom line is that Barack Obama announced yesterday Osama was killed by the SEALs.
Yeah.
A bullet was placed in his brain. They didn't believe it was Saddam's kids, so they placed their bodies out. With Saddam, they still didn't want to do it, but people videoed it, obviously, with their cell phones.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it was on YouTube. But the bottom line is they still had to lay him out. This is from years and years of being caught lying and not telling the truth.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I do find it horrible that I think if Cool Mike were Osama bin Laden, I don't think for one second they would have given me a 24-hour burial. Or I think just right here, they thought the best thing to do, regardless, is just make the story where you answer to Leon Panetta, Barack Obama, and Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous. That's very dangerous because we know these people don't tell the truth often.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of folks are saying that Obama's going to receive a nice bounce, but the bounce that he'll get from this will be pretty much short-lived. Despite the cheering from supporters and some media pundits that the killing of Osama bin Laden will be a game-changer in 2012 presidential election, polling from the two recent wartime headline victories in the first Gulf War and the capture of Iraqi Saddam Hussein show that the public euphoria is fleeting. And I think we touched on that a little bit earlier. In the Hussein capture case, former President Bush's public approval polls jumped just 7%, but within 6 weeks was at an all-time low for his presidency at that point in February 2004. So as we talked about earlier, yeah, the president is probably going to enjoy a nice bump in his approval ratings right up until the time when people like you and me head out to refuel our vehicles and go buy our groceries.
Yep. Doc, I want to ask you a question because obviously I have a lot of respect for your military background. Barack Obama went on TV last night and explained. I want you to tell me, this is your show, so do you believe everything he said?
As it relates to the SEAL team or the operation?
Putting aside your respect for your military, I know they are your family. Every branch is... I want you to be non-partial here. Just, do you believe that story?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you believe he was killed, like, within the last couple of days, he had a bullet in his brain by a Navy SEAL?
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason why I believe it, and I'll tell you why I believe it, because they mentioned the team. And it would be very difficult to cover up that team and silence that whole team or get them to be in collusion with the White House. If they didn't mention the unit, the actual team itself, the very famous, the legendary, and I do mean that, the legendary SEAL Team 6, which was the first SEAL team commissioned, then I wouldn't believe it, Mike.
Okay. Then I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I respect your opinion. I don't believe Barack Obama for any... I'll tell you, if Barack Obama went to Target and I said, where'd you go? He'd probably say he went to Sears. I believe he's that big of a liar, but obviously you believe it, and they did. They did actually name a team.
Yeah.
I think that's accurate. I think that, but you know, this creates just, how is it that a citizens can doubt the president? I mean, can think, oh, this is not true. It's because right away the body is gone. I mean, they need to produce some sort of proof and not picture, because we know from last week the president's Photoshop guy is not very good with a computer. So, but I mean, I think there needs to be some sort of proof. And how you go about it, I don't know. But I think as American citizens, we need to demand that, not basically because we believe they're all liars or who's paid off or whatever, but because we run a system of checks and balances.
And well, here's the problem with that. It's that this president came into office and he touted time and time again in numerous interviews throughout the campaign stop that his presidency would be the most open and the most transparent presidency in the history of American civilization. I mean, really, he said that. And many members of his team said that, and it was put out there that there was going to be transparency, and more transparency. Everything was going to be put on C-SPAN and on 48 hours or 72 hours notice before any bills. All that stuff. And none of it happened that way. This, in fact, it's been proven to this point that the President Obama's administration has been the most secretive administration in recent memory. And because of that, it's hard to believe what this administration tells us. And I think a lot of people out there have cynicism and mistrust for the Obama administration because they have not lived up to this, quote, transparency, end quote.
Yeah, and actually I don't know how accurate this is, but the lady from C-SPAN says he doesn't even send in his contribution. He used to be a contributing member to C-SPAN. Now he doesn't even give in any money. But that's the reason I don't believe him. And I believe that Barack Obama is a smart politician in some ways, because you don't get to be president by being a total idiot. But I do believe that the reelection campaign has started, and I believe these people – and when I say these people, I mean politicians in general. Sometimes they will do anything, regardless, in order to be reelected.
Yeah. Well, I do believe that this little wag the dog event, I do believe it was – because apparently, according to news reports today, the administration had this information of Osama's whereabouts for some time, at least for the last 6 months, because SEAL Team 6 – and other elements of our military had been training for the last 3 to 4 months to carry out this mission. So they had the intel, they knew where he was, they've been planning the mission, and it was carried out just last night. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that this was a wag the dog event due to Obama's plummeting poll numbers, sagging economy, all the other craziness that's going on in his administration. Maybe he chose to wag the dog at this time to boost those poll numbers. If, in fact, he did, it's not going to help him.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. David Hunt commented that one of the things, one of the intelligence, part of the intelligence that went along with this mission is that this compound where he stayed is by a military base. So our helicopters flew along the path that are normal day to day. So it's almost you're expecting to hear those helicopters every day. But last night or the day before, whenever this took place, was a little different, because basically they turned out to be U.S. choppers. And obviously we do know that special forces are special forces, whether the SEALs or whatever ops they are, they can move rapidly fast. And these people are very good with firearms. I mean, they're not just our great infantry. We know, I mean, they're wonderful people and well-respected. My dad was an infantryman. But these people are very – they're Jack Bauers realistic.
Yeah,
they can just
do
an awful lot of great things. And, you know, I think it is only cowardly that a sheik who is of that magnitude would put a woman right in front of him, like a, just your typical little bitch. I mean,
yeah.
You know, this guy's supposed to be the leader of billions to put up a woman in front of him. I mean,
well,
how insulting. I mean, at least as a leader of a terror group, you know, stand up and take the bullet like a man.
Exactly, and Glenn Beck said it this morning. You know, he pretty much died a coward, and he also stated something that I've often given great thought to and said and spoke to was that Osama bin Laden he wasn't strapping any bombs to his body and blowing himself up in the name of Allah. He was sending young boys out to do it and women out to do it. He sacrificed the lives of others while he stayed in the background and apparently was not living in a cave like so many of us thought, and I was one of them, using a handheld generator or generator and a handheld sat phone. No. He was living lavishly in a nice compound, living like a king, while he was sending other people out, other believers out to do his dirty work, and then, as you stated, hiding behind a woman to avoid being shot.
That's par for the course. And, you know, Doc, realistically, these people cannot live in caves that long, and all these stories the bottom line is these type of people would be living, they'll be living good. They just can't live in a cave like we picture cavemen. But here's a question to throw out for you, Dr. Jones. I'm going to challenge you on your own show.
Sure.
If Pakistan was holding them hostage, aren't they harboring a fugitive?
They are indeed, and apparently that question is being asked and answered as we speak, and in fact, America is a lot of Americans and American politicians, and certainly a lot of conservatives are calling for sanctions and an investigation into this whole series of events as to why Osama bin Laden was allowed to live just a few miles from the capital city, very near a military base in a huge mansion. And Tau Killer states that so we believe the part of him hiding behind women. No, he was hiding behind a woman, apparently. But we don't believe he was really killed. I believe, as I do, as I believe Mike believes, that he was in fact killed. That's not the point, Tau Killer. The point I was making, I won't speak for Mike here, but the point I was making, Tau Killer, was that to dispose of the body so soon, in my mind, was not a good idea, given the fact that we have so many conspiracy theorists out there who will believe that he was not killed based on lack of a corpus delicti body.
Oh, what does that mean?
A dead body.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, keep in mind that that's why Uday and Qusay, as well as Saddam, were laid out there, is because there was pressure. But bin Laden is much bigger than those guys. He was,
yeah.
You know, he's as close to Muhammad as you can get in their faith. But, I mean, that is true. Uday and Qusay had to be laid out there. And, you know, here is the bottom line, is that he's dead. Okay? Great.
Yeah.
But if Pakistan was harboring this fugitive, there's no way he couldn't be. He's in basically 100 yards from the military base.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, are we gonna show the rest of the world this is what happens when you harbor somebody and show them we're open for business in the way Ronald Reagan would, or did Barack Obama order the body into the water to put closure to all this as if, well, we need to move on? Because really, realistically, politically, that's the last thing Barack Obama should want, is let's move on with our business. He needs these kind of smoke screens to get away from the budget that's out of control. Gasoline, which is rapidly out of control, and the 50 million other problems that he made much worse than George Bush.
Well, killing Osama bin Laden, who's pretty much at this point a figurehead for Al-Qaeda and all the Islamic extremists and terrorism, is not going to save Barack Obama, not one bit. Now, American Citizen writes that the Prime Minister of Pakistan had the nerve to say that American troops did not have the right to cross the Pakistani border and hunt an international fugitive. And American Citizen says that he needs to resign for that statement, and I couldn't agree more. Now, earlier today, there was a well-known columnist. I can't remember her name at this moment. It'll come to me. Who stated that she's very pleased that Osama bin Laden has been hunted down, and that he has been brought to justice, i.e., killed. But that America was wrong for crossing the border into a sovereign nation and killing and murdering Osama bin Laden and then leaving with his body. She wrote, and I hope I can find it here somewhere by looking for it through Google, that she believed that America acted barbarically and lawlessly by going into Pakistan and killing bin Laden. And you're exactly right, Tau Killer. Who cares what they think?
Well, if that's the case, I saw an interview. David Hunt was the one guy who was, I believe, a colonel, and the other man was a special ops retiree from the Army, where he basically worked. He was second or third in command as far as trying to get Osama bin Laden. And he said, the minute you tell the Pakistanis, they tip off bin Laden. And he mentioned that the Bill Clinton notified whoever the president of Pakistan was that they were sending missiles to Afghanistan in order to try to get bin Laden. Well, and bin Laden escaped. And
yeah.
The best thing in the world to do is that here is the bottom line. Are we in a real war on terror? In a real war on terror, we can't stand around and be politically correct. These people are willing to sacrifice their life. Then we need to do whatever we can to protect them and let them do their job. And we need to trust them. And I'm not talking to politicians here, but we need to let these people do their job. The bottom line is, I think this individual made a comment that he believes that the SEAL actually killed bin Laden and that woman with the same bullet, where they basically said surrender. He said no, it was end of story. And
yeah,
that just goes to show you how professional that the SEALs are. You know, he's trying to save us a couple of bucks on some bullets, and then he just puts it right through the. But, I mean, the bottom line is we are at war on terror. We don't worry about what this idiot Pakistani president says. And I think in many ways, if we don't respond with fierce military action, then we're really sending a message that we really, if you're harboring a fugitive, we might go in there and get him. Or not
yeah.
a fugitive, but a terrorist. We need to let them know. We need to put Pakistan into the Stone Age River, that nothing survives, not even bacteria. And then let the world wake up. The same amount of people, well, a lot less, will hate us, but they'll know we're not going to harbor these terrorists.
Well, no doubt, America needs to get tougher. And you know what? Here's the thing, Mike, and I keep bringing this up, and I'll do it again because I know it's shameless. But if we had a president, Ronald Reagan's gone. He's dead. He's gone. He's not coming back. But if we had a president who thought, who had doctrines. Who established doctrines like Ronald Reagan had, we wouldn't even need to use force. Barack Obama brought down the Soviet Union, bankrupted them. Barack Obama kept the peace in the world simply by people thinking that he would destroy you, by giving the impression obliquely that if you didn't toe the line, then all hell would break loose. We didn't have to fire a shot. But we have a president who's basically going around, well, not basically, but who is going around apologizing and butt-kissing and bowing and scraping and stepping and fetching for every nation on the face of the earth in an effort to get them to like him. And that's not helping us here. That is not helping the keeping the peace in the world. It's not helping to keep the peace here in the United States of America. I tell you what we need is a strong military force, and we need a strong president, and we only have one of those.
Well, and the question therein lies, Doc Jones, is who on our side, or I don't want to say on our side anymore because our side is just no longer the side I remember, but who can step up? Who can step up and challenge this man? Barack is still a strong person. If we think he's just not going to get a lot of votes because of the way the situation is, I mean, who will step up to the plate and be the leader like the Ronald Reagan, the example? And keep in mind, I'm a fiscal conservative, and Ronald Reagan really wasn't an ultra-fiscal conservative. But he loved this country. He defended this country. And there was no wavering in his loyalty to this country. He wasn't politically correct. And if he pissed off people, too bad.
And that's exactly right. And I think one of the reasons why Americans vote reelected him overwhelmingly by a real landslide, not an imagined landslide like Taukiller believes that President Obama won by a landslide, was not so much for his policies, not so much for his fiscal responsibilities, but because he loved this country and believed in it, and he talked up our country every single chance he got. It was America is great, America is exceptional, Americans stand for the best ideals, America, America, and more America. And we don't, and we've, and in office today, in this office today, we have just the opposite of that.
Well, not just that, but Ronald Reagan, number one, he was never hesitant in saying government is the problem. And he also made the comment, every time they're knee-jerks, we all get kicked.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan was not a fan of government. He believed in less government. And what he preached one thing that Barack Obama does not preach. Ronald Reagan wanted you to be independent of government, to be able to rely on yourself as the means of success and making a living. To where Barack Obama is basically saying, go out and work, and we'll help you wherever you can't make. No, Ronald Reagan was saying life is tough, life is challenged.
Yeah,
make it. You can do it. And I mean, that's the opposite. Obama
that's
is
exactly
one. And
right.
I shouldn't just say that because a lot of Republicans are talking the same way, but they want you to be dependent on government. And even Harold Washington, who I couldn't stand in Chicago, made the comment that people in Chicago want someone. He called them retarded. He said they want someone to tell them what to do. He goes, that's
exactly
the worst
right.
thing in the world. And it's true.
Thank you. And, hey, Mike, I want to thank you for calling in and giving your opinion and hanging out with me here on the show. And everyone in the chat room, thank you so much. We are just about out of time. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Come back tomorrow because we got more to talk about. Thanks once again, Cool Mike, and I will chat with you later. Hey.
Well, tonight.
Yep.
I'll
yep.
see you, Doc.
Hey, listen, I got a brand-new microphone here. It's the Yeti Blue Pro. It is awesome. Can you tell the difference? Which means I got an extra mic lying around here. For first person who sends me an email or gives me a call can have it. It's the Yeti THC model. Look it up. If you want it, tell me who you are, where you're on. I'll send it to you because I'm dealing right now with the Yeti Pro, and it sounds really nice. Thank everybody for listening. 110 Soldier rides away. Hey, I'll check with y'all tomorrow. Thank you so much. One tin soldier rides away.
bitches that